really proud to be able to sit here in front of you and talk about, I hope, Hall of Famer Tony Boselli, who is at the Super Bowl, who will be there on Saturday, I'm sure. But, you know, when I think about Tony, the reason I brought this over is just you're so proud about reading what his peers said about him. I mean, it's incredible. Willie Rolfe and Anthony Munoz. I remember Anthony, a USC guy, telling me from get-go, Tony Boselli's probably the greatest tackle that ever played on the left side. To read McCrary talk about going against him, to listen to the other coaches when they talk about Boselli, Marvin Lewis, and to read over Phil Simms' letter, which I thought was actually quite humorous as well.
Is it accurate?
It's a true story, yeah. We're sitting there, and I mean, obviously, I didn't really expect it. And then when he asked me the question, he was expecting some dramatic, strategic, you know, we're gonna come over here and chip. We're going to always slide to Derek Thomas. We're going to do all these things. And when he asked me the question, I said, what do you mean, what are we going to do? We'll put Boselli on Derek Thomas, and we'll see where it goes, you know. And that's the way I felt from day one. Everybody knows the story about me going out to Southern Cal to work him out. But it's worth saying again because, you know, you're sitting here in a position where you've got the second pick in the draft in 95, and there's a lot of outstanding football players out there, and yet this is the cornerstone of your franchise. You have to make that decision. And you look at tape, and you look at tape, and you look at tape on a lot of different players, and then you say, you know what, I need to go and look this guy in the eye, and I need to work him out. I need to get that feel. So I go out there, and in comes this guy, 6'7", 327 pounds. There were probably five offensive line coaches there, and we go out on the field. I've never seen anybody with feet like this in my life. I mean, he danced, literally danced. He had a kid with him who was an offensive guard that played on the USC team, who was a good athlete in his own right, but it was amazing to watch the difference between Tony's feet and this guy's feet. And I remember looking at tape, and what was really impressive and how different it was is Tony would block a guy at the line of scrimmage on the run, and then you'd see him engaged like 7-8 yards downfield, and then he would put the guy on his back and he would gouge him, you know, he'd go down on top of him. But when you looked at that and you thought about the quality of the athlete, a very, very smart guy. We had dinner with he and Angie that night. And then we came in, of course, and drafted him. He gave me hell in the draft room, which what took you so long, remember that story? But that was funny. And then the experience of going up to Stevens Point, having him dislocate his kneecap, boy, does that take your dauber down. You know, you got everything you can do to hang in there on a day like that. But to have him come back, and I remember we're playing the Packers, Brett Favre, that team was a very, very good football team. And I held him for a little bit in the first quarter, and then I said, go. And that was the last time I worried about anybody coming off that side. And that's a true story. But to think about this young man, the quality of the young man, what he's meant to his community, you know, certainly his athletic ability, his family, his children, Angie, his mom and dad, when you think about all of those things put together, this guy is definitely a Hall of Famer now. And remember the era in which he played, there were so many great tackles. And when I think of Tony, I think of Ogden. You know, I just do. Ogden went to UCLA. Tony goes to USC. You know all about that as well. But with the era of really, really outstanding tackles and always to have his name mentioned in that group, you know, I mentioned Rolfe, I mentioned Walter Jones, those guys. It's just a great tribute to him. Those guys are Hall of Famers. Boselli should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm sure there's some guys who are in the Hall of Fame. Is Tony, is he the best player you've ever coached? Is he in that conversation with some of those guys?
Yeah, he certainly is, mm-hmm. Without a doubt. You know, because he could do so many different things. He's such a great athlete on top of, you know, about anything else that he does. You know, I remember seeing him as a pro athlete, you know, 6'7", he goes out on the golf course and shoots 85, 86, something like that. I mean, he just had that kind of ability. But the real thing was the competitiveness in him. You know, he'd go out on the field, and the look in his eye and the way he, you know, could dominate people really at times, no matter what you say, which run you pick, all the all-pros, the all-pro teams, all the things, the much deserved honors that he's received, no doubt in my mind.
Along the same lines as the Phil Simms story, the first playoff game, Buffalo, Bruce Smith, Defensive Player of the Year, no reservations on your part about Tony. What do you remember about his performance in that game?
I remember the matchup. I remember the game, obviously. It was we went up there and nobody gave us a chance to win, which is normal. And the way that he played on the left side and the way that we played, you know, I still remember the go screen to Jimmy Smith that scored like from 1 or 2 yards out, and Natron and his great runs, Pete Mitchell on his play. So I remember all of that. But Tony matched up against one of the great pass rushers of all time. Outstanding football game.
Do you think that was the first time maybe people nationally really took notice of how great he was? Or was that maybe the first time you had an inkling that he could be a Hall of Famer?
No, I didn't see him matched anywhere from the first time he trotted out on the field in terms of his ability to do both, you know, to pass protect and then to also come off the ball on the run.
Was it a no-brainer when you talk about when you went out there and watched him work out and you saw him? I mean, I remember other guys were talking to you about him and how good he was, and you were kind of like downplaying it because you want to make sure.
I was biting my tongue big time. I'll never forget my answer was, nah, you know, we got some receivers in mind or something like that. Mm-hmm. They looked at me like, yeah, right. They didn't believe it. Nobody believed it.
Tom, the one thing that will be discussed is the brevity of Tony's career. At what point do you cross that threshold, and are you, in your mind, qualified to be among the greats of all time?
Well, look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. When you look at his numbers, mm-hmm. you know, there isn't any question. Now, you have other guys that played more, but they still, he gave up fewer sacks. He did all the things you would ask a left tackle to do better than a bunch of those guys that are in the Hall. And, you know, God bless him. I mean, if the some of those injuries had not occurred, I mean, he would have played 10, 12 years himself or more. So I'm certainly aware of that. But I think that when you're talking about, you have to look at the skill. You have to look at the ability and the skill and say, this guy was rare, very rare.
How tough was it from the highest of highs to having, I remember you had to go down the street and talk to him and tell him, you know, that he was leaving.
Never in your life would you expect to have to do that.
Right.
Not only with Tony, but with, you know, some other outstanding players too. I remember the threat that we might not have had 53 guys for our roster. But anyway, to walk down the street unannounced, mm-hmm. Saturday late morning, I think it was, ring the doorbell. He comes to the door, and I just went and sat on the stoop, on the step. He came out and sat down with me. That's not one of my fondest memories.
You talk about the ability being 1A, but he had the demeanor, the nastiness. How much did that help put him
and
over
confidence.
The top?
And the, yeah. And the confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew what he could do from an ability standpoint. And when he studied people, he got an edge by, you know, by his intellect and by what he could see and do and how he played and all of those things together. I mean, when he went out that door to play, I was trying to get behind him, you know.
is he sort of the standard bearer for this franchise, not just for left tackle, but just how you want your guys to prepare, their attitude, how you want, you know, how important winning is and all that other stuff? Is he the standard bearer?
There's a few of them I could name because there were some really, really good football players that came through here, you know, early on, which is all I can speak to. But there's no doubt the way he got ready and how important the game was to him and how important it was for him to play well because of his competitiveness.
Tom, how did Boselli make the players around him better?
When you go on the field with somebody of that caliber, and I use the example normally when I'm talking about a quarterback, a great quarterback, but when you go on the field with somebody that good as Boselli, and he plays it at that level, you're on that field with him, especially you talk about your interior offensive lineman, you're looking at this guy thinking, man, I got to play my ever-loving off because if I don't, he's going to make me look really bad. And that's the way it is.
He
He was kind of the sheriff of this team, too. I mean, in the locker room, he was the guy that guys looked at and responded to.
Oh, he was. There's no doubt. And when he said things, they listened. You know, he was he understood the game. He grasped it all. He understood the locker room. He knew when to speak and when not to speak. But when he spoke, they listened.
Is it hard to imagine in retrospect that that worked out so well? Number two overall, it was the first pick, first guy in the Pride, maybe the best player ever to play here. It was the perfect storm, if you will. I mean,
look who picked them.